For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garth.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
No existe amor en SCP.
Today we have one of our favorite regular Alt Latino guests. I'm talking about Beco Dranoff. He is a Brazilian mega producer. Beco is our go-to person for Brazilian music. We like to bring him over whenever we want to know what's going on in the Latin American giant country. And the reason he's here today is because Brazil Summerfest is right around the corner. It's happening in New York on the 21st of July.
Through the 28th, and for those of you who can't make it to New York to participate, he's brought some of his favorites from the list of performers that are going to be playing here in New York, and it's our way to just get a feel for what's going on in the music, even if you can't be here in New York.
So what do you want to start us off with?
I think we should start with a bang, which is one of the coolest tracks of the last year in Brazil, the artist and the song. It's Criolo, and the song is called Não Existe Amor em SP, There's No Love in São Paulo.
Não existe amor em SP, os bares estão cheios de almas tão vazias, a ganância vibra, a vaidade excita. Devolva minha vida e morra afogada em seu próprio mar de fel. Aqui ninguém vai pro céu.
There is no love in SP, SP being São Paulo. Why is there no love? Where did all the love in São Paulo go?
Well, São Paulo is really, really a megalopolis, 18, 19 million people. It is, and it can be really, really rough, dangerous, dark, has very ugly parts, it's really, really a mega urban center. And the song talks about the labyrinths and how people get lost in the labyrinths of São Paulo. So it's just, his vision of how the city can be so cold and mean and basically very dangerous, which it is. The interesting part is that they launched their very cool marketing campaign for this album and this song. They would spray paint the phrase, the Não Existe Amor em SP, in places around the city, and you were driving and you would just read that, and then later you heard the song and you say, oh my god, it was so the graffiti came before the song, and it was very, very smart.
How do people from São Paulo feel about that?
I think it's I think as some Paulistas, the people from São Paulo get very mixed emotions about the city. Everybody lives there, but I know it's not easy. I am from São Paulo. I lived 25 years there. The traffic, the pollution, the noise, it's a really, really, really rough place to live. There are great days where there's this pollution inversion when you feel that you can't breathe. The traffic, and then it rains, and then the big avenues stop, and we have this crazy thing with the delivery guys, we call them motoboys, and they are, young kids in motorcycles, the delivery things all over the city, and they go between the cars, and they create so much more stress. They come honking down these mega avenues, and if you change lanes, you think you're going to kill one. It's terrible. And, of course, at night, São Paulo booms, and it's full of life, the energy, the clubs, the restaurants, the bars are amazing. But I think people from Rio and Salvador and other cities have a different relationship with their cities. Paulistas like to leave on the weekend, go to the beach or the country. They leave every time.
So they're like, are they like New Yorkers?
They're like New Yorkers. It's like, I love it, but I love to leave it as well.
When don't you tell us a little bit about the artist Criollo? Because I was just talking to someone recently who booked some venues out in California, and he's just so excited about getting this artist out to California.
It's funny, you know, once every few years, one person gets all this attention coming out of Brazil. You know, we had the Bebel case, we had Cell, we had Seu Jorge, now it's Criollo. Every 3-4 years, somebody comes and becomes like the focal point. And it's funny you say, also, I also got a call from an American booking agent trying to get in touch with Criollo to book him around the country. And Criollo comes from the suburbs, the very rough suburbs of São Paulo. He had one album before, which was a very hip-hop record. And this second one was produced by Ganja Man, by Daniel Ganja Man, who is an amazing producer and musician. And the record is beyond hip-hop. It's hip-hop based, but it's, you know, Afrobeat. There has ballads. There's this down-tempo track. And there's a very, very, very thick mix and sound. And this record catapulted him to the, you know, MTV was, he was voted the best artist of the year on MTV, and everybody's mentioned him. And he became the hottest thing. And he is, I met him a few times, and I saw another show in New York and in São Paulo. And he's super charismatic, and he's super intense. And I think he's going to be huge, much bigger than, this is just the beginning.
Next up, you brought an artist who definitely has a softer vibe, even though I gotta say, when I saw Bebel Gilberto live here in New York, her energy level, I think she's probably, you know, like my mother's age, and she has more energy than I do. I was tired just looking at her, and she's gorgeous, and she's in great shape, and yeah, she was just like doing these acrobatics and like rolling around. And
can I just say, you know, age has nothing to do.
Well, I know, Felix.
I'm just saying, from the other side of the.
I'm just saying she's amazing,
sure.
And I hope that I would like to be that fit now, at this age.
Well, Bebel is, of course, very dear to my heart. We're friends for 20 years, and we went through all the, you know, her first 3 records were released in my label, and we are so close to this day. She does have a lot of energy. She feels like a, you know, a teenager, and she's very funny and very bubbly, and the shows are fun. You know, she's very, she likes to joke, she tells stories, and she plays with the audience. So it's music and fun rolled into one. And for today, I chose a song. It's an acoustic version done for iTunes, especially. Momento, one of her, actually the title track of her second album, and of her third album, excuse me. And this was recorded specially for iTunes, and the same session she did Sweet Dreams Are Made of This and Slave to the Rhythm. And it was a very interesting, it's all for sale on iTunes directly.
This is the wonderful, lovely Bebel Gilberto doing Momento, or Moment.
Tem tanta coisa aí tão escondida que você não quer nem mais. Sabe, talvez só você queira tanto, tanto esconder. Tudo vai terminar. Tudo era um tormento. Deixe isso tudo passar.
Something I love about Bebel is that she always sounds so well anchored between tradition. But she's always surprising and exciting. And definitely, we get a lot of records of Brazilian music. And I'll say that there are records, of newer records of Brazilian music that are kind of trying to recreate an era that can't be recreated. You know, you can't recreate the golden years of Tropicália. It's a beautiful era, and you respect that. But what I love is when Brazilian artists do something that is reverent to this amazing history that Brazilians have of music, but is refreshing and exciting, and there's something new. And this song is a great example. I mean, she definitely has that style, but it sounds new and fresh.
it's very hard to recreate that sound, you know, the bossa sound, the tropicalia sound. The recording techniques were different. Things were done live in the studio, you know, you had one take or two takes to make something. The magic happens. And that was fundamental, I think, for Brazilian music, because even if it was a little off, it was a little, you know, not 100% perfect, they would let it in. Nowadays, producers and artists like to clean the songs and make it perfect and, you know, work on computers so much that the end result becomes something so edited and coldish. And I think people feel that in the classic Brazilian sounds, that they were doing it from the heart and they were recording it and let it stay as it was, you know, in the studio. And Bebel, you know, does amazing takes all at once. She really sounds live and recorded. It's the same thing, and it's amazing that she can do it with such ease. And she has genetically, you know, from her father, from her mother, from her uncles and cousins, the whole family comes from art and music. So it comes very naturally for her.
Tudo vai terminar. Isso tudo pra lá. Vem viver este momento dos momentos. Ah. Tem que reciclar, tem que reciclar. Deixe.
We recently had that conversation with Felix about when it came to jazz and flamenco. You know, we had that conversation about when it sounds too polished. And I do feel the same way about a lot of Brazilian music. It, to me, like the great names like Caetano and Chico, and one of the things that makes them sound so great is that they're so raw. And like, you know, there's points when Chico's voice cracks a little in some of the recordings and it's very emotional. And I think that I have heard, you know, a certain current of, I don't know, you're a producer, Becco, so you would know better than me, but of trying to make this Brazilian music perfect and sanitized, and that's not what it's about, in my opinion.
I think it's a sign of times, not only in Brazil. You know, if you look to American R&B or the current R&B productions, you know, it's not, you know, Aretha Franklin or Danny Hathaway or Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye, where things also were recorded in this with the spirit of it, of the song. You know, the current R&B is also super edited, super clean, super, you know, equalized, and it ends up becoming, it's a sound, it's not a message anymore, it's just the impression of this music, which is a different approach. But I think it's worldwide. Everybody, in my opinion, does clean too much the music. It should stay a little bit raw, in my opinion.
Speaking of raw emotion, next up, an artist that we had not so long ago in one of our acoustic Tiny Desk series over at NPR. This is Luisa Maita doing Fulaninha. Is that right? Fulanina?
Fulana means like a little girl or somebody or a woman that you don't know exactly who she is.
Like a Jane Doe.
Yes, exactly. Fulana. It's Fulano and Fulana. And this is a remix by Magabo, who is an American producer who went crazy about Brazil and moved to Rio, and he's still there. And he mashes, you know, international currents with Brazilian stuff, and I love this mix.
This is Little Jane Doe, or Fulaninha.
Fulaninha se foi na toada do amor e marcou sem medo de cair. Sem nenhum passo de todo o trajeto dali iria até o fim. Fulaninha se foi na toada do amor e marcou sem medo de cair. Sem nenhum passo de todo o trajeto. onde é que aquilo ia dar? E o medo vinha devagar, mas um desejo de sonhar tomava conta do lugar. Onde é que aquilo ia dar? E o medo vinha devagar, mas um desejo de sonhar. Onde é que a ponte ia dar? E o medo vinha devagar, mas um desejo de sonhar tomava conta do lugar. Onde é que a ponte ia dar? E o medo vinha devagar, mas um desejo de sonhar tomava conta do lugar. Fulaninha se foi na toada do amor, embarcou sem medo de cair, sem render nenhum passo de todo o trajeto dali e até o fim. Fulaninha se foi na toada do amor, embarcou sem medo de cair, sem render nenhum passo de todo o trajeto dali, iria até o fim.
You know, one of the recurring themes on this show is how I want to grow up and be a DJ. A DJ producer guy.
Everybody wants to be a DJ. Everybody is a DJ, I think.
You know, because I, especially on a track like this where I hear them doing, I hear Magabo doing some very interesting things with rhythm. You know, I'm a drummer and I hear all these, I can hear the traditions, but then he does stuff with them. He does things in the studio with him that just completely transforms them.
It's little tweaks that are very subliminal. I think the new tendency is to keep it organic, but make little tricks that you see it's modern, but it feels acoustic still.
Yeah, and this track is a very good example of that. Mm-hmm. Makes me realize just how simple things should be.
Or can be.
You know, I mean, like, these are all very simple beats and very simple patterns. Yeah. But they carry the song, they make it part of the character of the song. They refer, like Jasmine said earlier, they refer to a tradition. But it's tricked up in a way that makes it just fascinating to me.
I think a lot of classic Brazilian music is like that. It seems simple, but it's very sophisticated, very elaborate, and people feel it. This is, you know, there's a melody quality also to Brazilian music that it's always there, and you feel it, and people feel it, even if you don't speak Portuguese, you feel it.
You did a very great job of bringing a variety of sounds and styles. Now, are these artists, the span of these artists, is this something that, like, an avid music listener would listen to all styles?
I think if you're an avid and open-minded music listener, as I am, or try to be, I like all kinds of music. And this range goes from, you know, classic voice and guitar sounds with Bebel to, you know, we're gonna listen to the Mutantes, to the downtempo of Criollo, to, you know, DJ Dolores, who's very electronic. I like to mix and match all kinds of Brazilian music. This group of artists was chosen specially for the Brazil Summer Fest. They're all going to be in New York by the end of the month. So, and was the sort of point of view for the Brazil Summer Fest was to bring new and current people to New York to give them exposure.
So tell me a little bit about your next artist, Pedro Moraes.
Pedro Moraes is really, really an amazing young singer-songwriter. His album is called Claro Escuro, you know, clear and dark. And I think and I feel that he is also going on a very amazing path of real songwriting, real poetry. He's very interested in the words, which a lot of people in this generation, you know, they leave the words for last, or the words are not so important as the sound. And Pedro has, when you read his lyrics, you say, oh my, you know, there's a sound, and it's tradition, and it's modern, and there are lyrics to top it all off. And this is like a very modern samba song, and I love it.
Let's listen to Samba da Quarta Feira, and then I'm going to ask you to translate some of those beautiful lyrics.
Eu resolvi fazer um samba pra tocar. Na quarta-feira eu resolvi fazer um samba pra tocar. Na quarta-feira eu resolvi fazer um samba pra tocar. Na quarta-feira eu resolvi fazer um samba pra tocar. Na quarta-feira, depois de amarrar o confete nas cordas do trio, depois da saideira, depois de bancar a vedete no baile das mil e uma noites, pandeira amarrada no colo febril, como fosse um jogo do Brasil, o herói das cinzas nasce uma semana em fevereiro. Segue ligeiro a marcação, o asfalto é quente, há uma faceira paira sobre o chão, e a gente incinerando a nossa dor nessa fogueira e nesse samba pra tocar. Na quarta-feira eu resolvi fazer um samba pra tocar. Na quarta-feira eu resolvi fazer um samba.
So Beko, now is the point in which I'm going to take you beyond your producer duties, and I'm going to ask you some linguistic questions.
Okay.
For a few shows now, we've been discussing the word saudade.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I've been trying, you know, I'm not Brazilian, I'm from Argentina. I've been trying to explain the concept of saudade, but now we have an actual Brazilian correspondent from the land of saudade. So how would you explain saudade?
Saudade is... in my, I think has
everyone has the same reaction.
Different, different explanations for different people. But in general, saudades is longing. Saudades is not a word. Saudades is a feeling. Saudades is something like I miss, but it's more than I miss. It's like I cannot live without. You know, it's very intense sense of distance, or your life is not complete if you don't have it. So saudades is. I think also everybody miss, everybody's long, you know, for things and friends and family, but the Brazilians are very emotional people, you know, the Brazilian mixture, the European, the African, the Indian is, you know, Brazil became this amazing melting pot of very emotional people, and so saudades is like a national trait, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, if I don't see you for 3 days, I have saudades for you, you know. And every email you sent, you said, hi, saudades, you know. And you just spoke to the person on yesterday. So you're always missing somebody.
So, and he talks about saudade, right, in the song?
And he talks about saudade, and the song is called Samba for Quarta-feira, the Samba for Wednesdays. And he was referring to the Ash Wednesday, to Quarta-feira de Cinzas, when Carnival ends and life comes back to normal. And, you know, there's confetti on the floor and all the party is finished and it's, you know, sort of back to reality. It's very interesting, and I was just listening to how he sings. It's so sophisticated.
And the, again, the rhythm, you know, it's, I can hear the drums at the beginning, but then the guitar takes over.
Yep.
and plays the parts, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, acoustic guitar is at the center of Brazilian music, you know, it probably will always be. There's some warmth. Also, I think it comes from Portugal. Guitars, you know, are huge in Portugal, and Portuguese guitar. And the Brazilians made it very warm, and it leads the rhythm even of music.
Let's listen to a little more of that, and then I have another linguistic question. So for our listeners who don't know, and I think this trips up a lot of the Spanish-speaking world, Quarta-feira is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so go through the days for us.
So domingo is domingo, and in Spanish is the same. Segunda-feira is Monday.
And that's what trips people up. Because they think domingo should be
primera feira. Yeah, we don't have primera feira. It's sábado and domingo, like in Spanish. And the feira means fairs. So I believe they came from street fairs or something, because it's, you know, we had the second fair, the third fair, the fourth fair, the fifth fair, and the sixth fair. So Friday is sexta-feira, quinta is Thursday, quarta is Wednesday, and then sábado e domingo. I don't know, it makes no real, there's no explanation.
I never knew that.
I just always wanted to talk to someone about it.
Because in Spanish,
this.
In French, and Italian, they come from the planets, you know, Mars and Miércoles, and they come from the different planets. And in Portugal, they became the street fairs. I don't know exactly why.
Next up, we have someone called Malu.
Malu is a super, super amazing, very young artist. She's 19 years old now. She is a phenomena. She was launched over MySpace Brazil a few years ago when MySpace first arrived in Brazil in Portuguese. Malu found a huge following on MySpace immediately, and you know, it went viral, and every young kid in Brazil fell in love with her music. It's sort of folkish Brazilian. And this was 3-4 years ago. Now she's 19, and we're going to have her show in New York. It's the first time in New York. And she's a super, super songwriter at 19. It's amazing.
Let's listen to that. What are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to a very sweet song called Sambinha Bom, The Good Little Samba.
Sambinha bom é esse que te traz de volta. Quer só tocar que logo você quer voltar. Meu coração já cansou de tanto choro derramar e pede volta pra gente dançar. Sambinha bom é esse que tem pouca nota. Quer só tocar que logo você quer cantar. Meu coração já cansou de tanto choro derramar e implora volta pra gente samba.
I think this generation, what they really have in common is this love for tradition. You know, we everybody's sort of referring to the classic Brazilian sound and bring it forward, you know, like the Pedro song. It's so tweaked and there's so many effects and so many filters, but it's still a very classic Brazilian song. You know, it's made to sound for today, but if you take all those effects out, it's still an incredible song. And I think this one also, Malu, is the same way. And she can sing and write in English and Portuguese. And when it's in English, it could be, you know, made last week in here in New York, you know.
Has a very lullaby quality to it.
Yeah, it's a love song. The sambinha, the samba, the good samba makes me, you know, wish you come back. And it's all about love and, again, missing and saudade.
Saudade. Of course. Next up, we have DJ Dolores. How do you say that? Didardo?
Didardo. Do means when you feel pity or you're sorry for somebody, you know, have do for somebody. And didardo is something that makes you feel pity for. And
didardo would be like, how would you say that?
This makes me feel pity, or this, you know, breaks my heart. It's okay. Didardo, and the second phrase is didoer. So it makes me feel pity and it hurts on me. And DJ Dolores, as we know, is the amazing producer from Recife, from the original Mangue Beat Wave, from the Chico Science era. And he does some amazing, amazing, crazy new music.
Let's check that out. This is Didardo. That's a totally different vibe.
That's totally different vibe. It's a classic style of singing. We have these, we call repentistas. They are sort of like the original rappers, I think. They were doing this 100 years ago. It's like street singers that would show up and tell you a whole story that usually is very funny. In this way of, like a duel, and one sings and the other sings on top of it.
Sounds like almost like a precursor to rap.
Yes, I think they were. It was very fun, and sometimes just with a pandeiro, it's called embolada. And this track, the singer is Isar, and she can really do that old school voice. And of course, the beats are very tweaked by Dolores.
What story is she telling?
Oh, it's going on and on and on. Hard to explain. It's a very rootsy, folky song.
When we're in the studio, we're playing the music, and I'm watching you, and Beko closes his eyes when he listens to the music, and I'm wondering, on this track here, what are you hearing? What exactly are you zeroing in on?
So many things. First, DJ Dolores is a dear friend, and he's an old friend. When I did my first compilation of new Brazilian music, I believe in 96, it was called Caipirissima Batucada Eletrônica. That's when I met him, and I asked him for a track, and since then we're friends. What I'm listening is mostly the whole fusion, the beat with the concept, with the voice. He keeps it so traditional, but it's so modern at the same time, and I think that's brilliant.
Okay, what do you have next for us, Beko?
We have from Belo Horizonte. This show is also like a geographical class. Geography class.
They should have a map. Listeners should have a map out to understand.
We should put a map.
We joke about it, but it's a very good way to understand.
Yeah, we should put it. Brazil is so big. So this is Flávio Renegado, and he is a rapper and also newcomer from Belo Horizonte, which is the big city, the capital of Minas Gerais, the center state of Brazil. And he, like Marcelo D2, mixes real Brazilian samba and beats with hip-hop. And I just love this song. It's called Vera. It's for a girlfriend, or it's Vera, Vera, Vera. And I think it grooves. Very interesting, smart lyrics.
Música também choramos, sempre unidos, caminhamos no mesmo passo, na mesma estrada. Olha por mim, ó Vera amada, vai lá, ó Vera amada, vai lá.
Você sabe, homem apaixonado tem visão tapada. Não achar defeito na mulher amada, pra ela dedica rap, pra ela dedica samba. Porque todo malandro vira otário quando ama.
Okay, Beco, I want to point something out in this track that I think a lot of people hear often in Brazilian music, and I want to explain it a little bit. The beat on the big drum. What is the drum, and then what is that beat called?
The drum is the big surdo. It's this huge round metallic drum that you strap around your neck, and that's sort of the foundation. It's, you know, it's, I always compare with a heartbeat. You know, it's dum 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 dum, and that's basically the root of samba and even bossa nova. Everything in Brazil, it goes, it's a little faster, a little stronger, a little slower, but it all stems from the samba groove and the samba beat, and the surdo is. You know, when the big samba school parades come, they would have 100 guys playing surdo, so the thing shakes the street and shakes the buildings.
Ô Vera, se é crime o amor que eu carrego, traz o B.O. assim, eu sou réu, confesso. Meu bem querer, aonde for te levo, você é luz, e não é com os que eu carrego. Uns admiram você. Outros eu sei não querem nunca mais te ver. Se me perco no mar da vida, você é a luz, minha descoberta. Terras de Veracruz, o meu QG, fonte de inspiração, a dona do meu flow, das minhas canções, meu ponto alto. E já falei, você é a luz, minha Vera, minha terra, o meu alto Veracruz. Salve comunidade!
O chão vermelho, a malandragem, amor eterno. Não é bobagem.
Juntos sorrimos, também choramos, sempre unidos, caminhamos no mesmo passo, na mesma estrada. Olha por mim, ó Vera amada, vai lá, ó Vera amada, vai lá.
Salve comunidade, salve quebrada. Mais paz, menos violência, é disso que o morro precisa. E salve o Cruzeirinho, salve a Sumaré, salve o Buraco de Sapo, salve o Mineirinho, o Riviero, o Agiouro, é. Salve o Chão Vermelho, a cerveja na esquina, o fim de tarde, o pôr do sol, a mulher bonita que passa desfilando. É isso aí, comunidade. É nóis.
Can I point out that we have a surdo player in the room and it's not me?
Really?
Explain,
an Argentinian surdo player. Very cool.
I used to play the surdo in a band called Batalá. And it was a little funny because I'm pretty slight. I'm
yes.
Not maybe the strongest looking person. And I got stuck with the biggest drum, and in fact I had to stop for a while because it did give me some back problems.
Yes,
to
no,
be
it's heavy.
Walking with this, you know, and you're moving and you're walking,
and it takes a lot of your arm strength. Yeah. You know, you have to keep the beat, and that's why they have so many, because if one gets tired, the other one can sort of cover. And when you have 100, you know, they all can play softer, you don't have to bang it so hard. But everything is dum 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 dum. What happens is today for the samba school parades, it's the beat is so accelerated. It's like dum 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 dum. It's much faster now.
Do you think, is that like a reflection of current trends, like current BPM trends?
I think, and it's sort of, they also, the samba schools in Rio, the parades, they have an hour, I think an hour and 20 to show their whole piece. You know, it's like it's a parade, and there's 12 samba schools, and 6 go on the main nights, 6 one night, 6 the other. So in an hour and 20, you have to cover this major avenue. And if you play slow, people will walk slow. And if you're playing fast, people will keep moving.
I actually remember that when I went to play with my band to San Salvador, to Bahia, to the carnaval there. And, you know, at one point, you're going super, super fast.
Yep.
You have this huge drum, and a lot of times you're wearing a costume. It's really hot around February.
It's really hot, and it's wild. It makes the audience jump. You can't resist. You know, I always have goosebumps, and I think it's amazing with the drummers, because 100 surdos and the whole percussion section could be 500 people.
Yeah.
It's like thunder. It moves your bones inside you. You have to just...
Literally.
And they have to be heard on the whole avenue. So imagine how loud and fast they have to play.
And ironically, whenever that music is interpreted with a full band, because I know when I've played drum set, trap set, you know, you have to hit that foot drum, same, recreate that. And it's always kind of held back a little bit, you know.
Yep.
It's a lot more subtle. And then with the right hand, the left hand, you're doing all this other intricate stuff, recreating all these different rhythms.
Yep.
But it's always so, like I was doing it once and the guy said, no, you're playing too loud. You know, it's always subdued a little bit, pull back just a little bit.
There's some stories in that the main bossa recordings were done with brushes, even on top of phone lists, you know, phone books.
Wow.
They would just like, shh, and the minimal, the less was much more for bossa nova, and very, very, very slight and very minimal.
In contrast to the
big 500 rhythm.
That's amazing.
Piece, yeah.
What's next? What do you have next for us?
Next, we are going to hear also dear friend Mauricio Pessoa. He is a singer-songwriter from Rio. I had the pleasure and honor of co-producing his current album, which actually is just coming out, Habitat. We co-produced with Zé Luiz Oliveira, who is the great producer, arranger, maestro here in New York. Mauricio wanted to do a classic Brazilian album, but recorded in New York. It was his dream, and we did it. And now it's coming out. And he also, same like Pedro Moraes, he also writes in a very classic samba, old school tradition. And the song is beautiful. It's called Água da Fonte, the water in the fountain.
De cartola vi Noel, o orvalho vem caindo, vai molhar Vila Isabel.
Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que provar que bebeu.
Bebeu,
bebeu, tem que provar que bebeu. Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que provar que bebeu.
Bebeu,
bebeu, tem que provar.
Se alguém lhe perguntar, diz que por aí eu vou. Eu aceito o argumento, nesse samba eu sou doutor. Sou Paulinho, sou Zequete, quem me navega é o mar. Esse samba me navega como nem fosse levar.
Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que provar que bebeu. Provar que bebeu. Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que provar que bebeu.
Bebeu, bebeu,
bebeu, tem que provar que bebeu.
Eu não tenho compromisso, vou tirá-la pra dançar.
Seu Geraldo, me desculpe, eu agora tenho par. Quem está dentro não sai, está fora, quer entrar. Não me espere pro café, muito menos pro jantar, Rio Mar.
Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que...
See the surdo again.
It really is the heartbeat.
Oh yeah, it's... Many songs don't have bass lines because the surdo would do...
Yeah, it's...
Huh.
It acts like a bass.
Yeah. And surdo means deaf.
Does it really?
Yeah, in Portuguese, yeah.
How do you really? Say? I always thought it meant left. Because surdo
in Italian,
in Spanish means
surda.
Left.
Yeah, no. In Portuguese, left is esquerda. Surdo means deaf.
Well, look.
Surdo in Spanish
sordo.
Means...
Sordo.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
sordo. Why is it? Why?
I don't know. It's called deaf. I don't know if it makes
it
deaf.
Because the drum is so big.
It's sort of muffled. I don't know.
It's going to make you deaf if you keep banging it like crazy.
I don't know where the name comes from.
Years playing that instrument and I didn't know what it meant.
Usually we call surdão, the big surdo. And this was a Brazilian percussionist that lives in New York, Maurício. He's great.
Se eu pegar no cavaquinho e der um pulinho no bar, dói bem mais do que punhal. Durante 10 noites me faz jejuar, tal qual a dona do bordel. Não me deixa mais entrar, e eu que pago o aluguel. Já não tenho onde morar, eu não tenho onde morar. Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que provar que bebeu. Bebeu, bebeu, tem que provar que bebeu. Quem bebeu água da fonte tem que provar que bebeu. Bebeu, bebeu, 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 tem que provar que bebeu.
So who puts together Brazil Summer Fest? Is it a government thing?
Brazil Summer Fest, this is the second edition only. It started last year by Petrit Pula from New Blue Records and the New Blue Club with Erica Elliott, who works at Central Park Summer Stage. They're both Brazilian files. And last year was great, but it was much smaller. This second edition, they were able to get Embratur involved and more sponsors, and they called me to be a co-curator. So this year we really were able to put together things that were already happening in New York. We made an umbrella, let's say, for many concerts, and we are bringing special people. And luckily, we were able to create the whole week of Brazilian music. And hopefully this becomes a summer staple, and we want to do it next year already, of course. So it's basically the beginning of, trying to make something more organized, a summer event for Brazilian music in the States.
And you also have a classic, which is Os Mutantes.
Os Mutantes, that was really, really lucky and nice. They are playing in Brooklyn, and we were able to incorporate them into the festival. And we're going to end the show today with Panis et Circenses, their classic song. This is the English version recorded in Europe that was only released a few years ago. This was in the vault for many years. And so it goes from Tropicália to Bossa to hip-hop to Samba to anything you can think of, MPB. And I hope people come out to check it.
This is Os Mutantes doing Panis et Circenses. I'm sorry, guys, my Portuguese is just deplorable. But that means bread and circus.
Yes.
How do you say deplorable in Portuguese?
Deplorável.
Meu português é deplorável.
Deplorável, but it's not, it's great.
This song, first of all, the title, Bread and Circus, sounds like a very political title, and the lyrics can come off as a little bit cryptic. You know, I sent the lions to my neighbor's backyard and killing their girlfriend. What's the interpretation of that?
This was written at the height of the Tropicália movement, you know, and the hippie movement. So I think there's a side of lethargic imagination and visualization. And I think you're right. I think there is a side of social commentary. The Mutantes, as we know, they came and rocked the house in Brazil. And it's also very abstract and surreal in Portuguese, so I think they were able to maintain that craziness in English, which was a feat. And it's Rita Lee singing. This is the classic Mutantes formation. It's hard to say. It's a very intricate piece of lyrics, very interesting. It's great that they are part and they're still around and they're still playing. So we have things that are a few years old, and we have Mutantes that are 40, 40 years old, yes.
Beko, thank you so much for stopping by.
It's my pleasure, and I hope everybody enjoys. And thanks for inviting me. It's great to be at NPR at any time.
Beko Janoff is the producer and also helps out producing and coordinate some of the Brazil Summerfest here happening in New York. And he was kind enough to bring in a sampling, just a little sampling of a lot of the music that's going to be here. So again, thank you for coming.
And you can also check us out at on our Facebook and Twitter.
And you can hear each one of the songs that we've played in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget, altlatino radio, also at npr.org/altlatino.
Beko, you'll stop by again soon, right?
Whenever you guys need me or want me, I'm always, I live close by. I can come anytime.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. And this has been Altlatino.
How would you say that in Portuguese?
In Portuguese, you would say out. Out Latino. It sounds like almost out, but it's out.
This has been... Este foi Out Latino.
Obrigado.
De nada.